Let's turn our Bibles to Isaiah chapter 43, verse 9 through 12. For those of you who live around here, I got excited this morning. This doesn't have anything to do with the message at all. But I was driving around Shacamack Curve, and when they had that tornado that came through, it blew over the giraffe and broke it. And I saw a sign that said, "Giraffe will be back soon." So that's a blessing. That's a blessing. Small town landmarks. I love it. All right. Isaiah 43, start off in verse 9. "Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified. Or let them hear and say, 'It is truth.' Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have showed, when there is no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God." And let's pray. Father, I thank you very much for this opportunity to preach Sunday school, Lord. I thank you very much for this great privilege. Lord, I pray you please fill me with your spirit and power. Do a work, Holy Spirit, in the hearts of the people. If there be any here saved, Lord, that have any doubt about this matter, whether or not Jesus is the Son of God or not, I pray, Lord, you please clear that up today. And Lord, if there be any here, who are not saved, I pray, Lord, you please help them to get saved today. We ask you for your blessing and your help. May you get the glory and honor for what's done, Lord, please. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For over 300 years, the old King James Bible was the only Bible in America. Then the devil got crafty and started influencing men to rewrite the Bible. And today we have about 50 different versions of the Bible in English. One of the things the devil has put most of his effort into doing in changing these other versions has been to do away with the deity of Jesus Christ. These versions do that by saying that Mary was not a virgin, by saying that Joseph was the father of Jesus, that Jesus was only a son of God instead of the only begotten son of God, and by changing or totally removing whole verses that testify to the deity of Christ. I was in a Dollar Tree last around Christmas time last year, and I saw a picture on a box of a nativity scene. Mary was white, Joseph was black, and Jesus was mixed. That's blasphemy. That's blasphemy right now. That's a slap at the deity of Christ. Says that Joseph was his father and not God. That Mary was not a virgin and does away with the miracle of Jesus of the Holy Ghost in birthing Jesus Christ. According to one Pew poll that was taken, only 80% of churchgoers today believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And according to the same poll, it was shown that only 63% of churchgoers believe that Jesus existed before he was born in Bethlehem. That's hard to believe. There are many causes for this, but a lot of it stems back to sinful men trying to rewrite the Bible. In any case, it is good every once in a while to establish the deity of our divine Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In our text, the word witnesses was found three times. In Matthew 18, verse 16, the Bible says, "But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established." But knowing sinful man and Satan's determination to undermine Christ in any way, God made sure that he had sufficient witness to confirm the deity of his Son, Jesus Christ. And to accomplish that, he put seven groups of witnesses in the Bible that all confirm that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And at the same time, God the Son, co-equal with God the Father and the Holy Spirit. The case for the deity of Jesus Christ is a very important one to make. If Jesus Christ was only a Son of God and not God the Son, then he would never be able to make atonement for the sins of the world. If Jesus was a mere human being and not divine, then we would not be able to put our faith and trust in him, and he would have no power to save us from our sins, nor would he be able to take us to heaven. If Jesus were not God the Son, then our faith would be vain, and all the promises that Jesus made, yea, all the promises of the Word of God, are void and worthless. All of Christianity hinges upon Jesus Christ, specifically on the fact that He is divine. He is the rock of our salvation, our redeeming, atoning, and sin-bearing Savior. In short, if Jesus were not God the Son, then all of us here today would be condemned to die, and we all would have to go to hell forever to pay for our own sin, along with every other human being who has ever lived. These seven witnesses can be divided into two groups: those in the physical world and those in the spiritual world. Now then, who are the seven witnesses of Jesus Christ? We're going to use our Bibles a lot. I'm not going to make you turn to them, but I'm going to read you a lot of scripture, so there's not going to be any argument with this preacher as to whether or not Jesus is the Son of God. So we're going to look at 2 Peter 1:21. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So we have the witness of the prophets. We have the prophecy of the virgin birth of Christ. In Isaiah 7:14, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. This was fulfilled in Luke chapter 1. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and shalt bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give him the throne of his father David. Isaiah prophesied this 742 years before Christ was born, and it was fulfilled. Amen. What other prophecies? We're going to look at five. There's over 300, so we're just going to go with five. The prophecy of his miracles of healing. Isaiah 35, verse 6, then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing, for in the wilderness shall waters break out and streams in the desert. This was fulfilled in Matthew 15, verse 30. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Isaiah prophesied this one 713 years before Christ was born, and it was fulfilled. When Peter was talking with Cornelius in the book of Acts, he said of Jesus that he went about doing good and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease and all that were oppressed of the devil. Now, I am no miracle worker, but we still serve the same God of Peter and Paul, and that is Jesus Christ. The same miracle working Jesus who the apostles walked with is the same Jesus that we serve today, and he has not changed at all. He still has all the miracle working power that he had on this earth. What of the other prophecies? Prophecies of his betrayal by Judas. Zechariah 11, verse 12. And I said unto them, if ye think good, give me my price, and if not, forbear. So they weighed for my price 30 pieces of silver. And it was fulfilled in Matthew 26. Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priests and said unto them, what will ye give me? And I will deliver him unto you. And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. Zechariah prophesied this 487 years before the birth of Christ, and it was fulfilled. Notice all these things, they were fulfilled. They were fulfilled. The betrayal of Christ by Judas was said 9 times in the Gospels. Jesus prophesied it another 8 times, and one other time, Paul recorded the fact that Jesus was betrayed by Judas. What other prophecies? We got the prophecy of his death. Isaiah 53, verse 8, he was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. It was fulfilled in Luke 23, verse 46. And when Jesus cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. This was prophesied 712 years before Christ was born, and it was fulfilled. Jesus went through the worst death known to the world at the time, which was crucifixion. It was a Roman execution method that was reserved for serious criminals, very serious criminals. Barabbas was a robber, a murderer, an insurrectionist, and for those crimes he was sentenced to be crucified. When the Bible says that Jesus was crucified between two thieves, these men did not just steal some figs in the market. These guys were very serious criminals. Possibly they were cohorts with Barabbas in the insurrection and the robbery that he committed. It's possible, I don't know. But yet Jesus died in Barabbas' place. And the Bible says in Proverbs 29, verse 27, an unjust man is abomination to the just. Jesus is the just one, and he died in Barabbas' place. Yet in 1 Peter 1:18 says, for Christ also hath suffered once, hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Jesus died in Barabbas' place, but not just for Barabbas. He died for the sins of the whole world, for every person who's ever lived, and he died in their place. One more prophecy. The prophecy, praise the Lord, of his resurrection. In Job 19, verse 25, for I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. It is fulfilled in Matthew 28. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come and see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. Behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. Job prophesied this 1,520 years before Christ was born. And it was fulfilled. Praise the Lord. The resurrection of the Christ is the one thing that sets Christianity apart from all other religions of the world. All the leaders of all the religions of the world, even among those who claimed that they would rise from the dead, Jesus was the only one who actually did rise from the dead. And if you studied all the times in the Old Testament when the images of the false gods were destroyed, you would find that the false god associated with that image did not have enough power to keep his image from being destroyed. They broke them, they ground them to powder, and did all kinds of things to them. Yet the false god didn't have any power to keep his own image from being destroyed. That's because it was a false god. Now, Jesus was crucified, but he had enough power in himself to raise himself from the dead, and he lives forevermore. These five prophecies we looked at really briefly represent the witness of the prophets. There are over 300 prophecies about Christ, most of which he fulfilled when he came the first time over 2,000 years ago. So that's the witness of the prophets. Then we have the witness of the people. Got the witness of John the Baptist in John chapter 1. And John bare a record saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him, and I knew him not. But he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remain upon him, the same is he which baptized with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bare a record that this is the Son of God. And again, the next day after John stood, and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, behold, the Lamb of God. And that's the witness of John the Baptist. Hope you don't get bored with reading Scripture. This is the proof of it. We got the witness of the disciples, Peter, who the Catholics say was the replacement for Jesus Christ. That is not true. It was the Holy Spirit who was the replacement on earth for Jesus Christ. In Matthew 16, verse 15 and 16, he saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Thomas said in John chapter 20, then saith he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Then you have the 12 disciples together, Matthew 14. And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. And then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, of a truth, thou art the Son of God. Now, John the Baptist was the forerunner of Christ, and these men we just read about were all his disciples. It would make logical sense that they would say this about their leader, about their friend. But what about those who crucified him? Yeah. We have Gentiles. Gentiles did not believe in the Jewish religion. They did not believe that Jesus was the Son of God. Yeah. Right. So we have the witness of the Roman, the witness of the Roman centurion in Matthew 27, verse 54. Now when the centurion and those that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. And they just killed him. Imagine being those guys. They feared greatly. How about a modern day witness? One website I looked up had this to say, if I can turn the page. The mathematical probability that one person could fulfill all these prophecies is beyond comprehension. It was reported that a team under the leadership of Professor Peter Stover at the Massachusetts Internet of Technology calculated the odds of Jesus fulfilling just eight of the prophecies, and the odds were 1 in 100 trillion. Just eight. These are the same odds as a blind man selecting one specific silver dollar among those covered in an area the size of Texas, 2 feet deep. Furthermore, the chances of one man fulfilling merely 48 of the prophecies are the same as 1 out of 10 to the 157th power, which is more than the odds of finding one atom among all the atoms of the known galaxies of the universe. In other words, the fact that Jesus fulfilled almost 300 prophecies is beyond mathematical calculation that he is the Messiah.
Amen.
To add to that comparison, in 2018, the odds of winning the $1.6 billion Mega Millions jackpot was 1 out of 302.5 million. You take the population of the United States, that's basically one person in the United States had the possibility of winning that jackpot. Now, 10 to the 157th power is a 10 with 157 zeros after it. Or to put it another way, that is a 10 with 52 groups of 1,000 after it. Okay? At the end of his study, Professor Peter Stover said this: any man who rejects Christ as the Son of God is rejecting a fact proved perhaps more absolutely than any other fact in the world. And that is quite the case, that Christ is divine. Yet these words are what physical men have said. What did those in the spirit world have to say about the divinity of Christ? One way to measure a man is to ask what his enemies say about him. And you ask the devils what they said about him. In Mark 3, verse 11, and unclean spirits, when they saw him, fell down before him and cried, saying, thou art the Son of God. In Mark 5, 2, verse 6 and 7, and when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. Luke 4, they're afraid of him. Amen? They're afraid of him. Luke 4, 41, and devils also came out of many, crying out and saying, thou art the Christ, the Son of God. And he rebuking them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew that he was Christ. Even the devils confessed that Jesus was the Son of God. There are some who believe that a simple belief that Jesus is the Son of God is the only thing you need for salvation. I believe Jesus is the Son of God. And that's it. You're saved. Boom. If that were true, then all the devils would be going to heaven. Because James 2:19 says, thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. When was the last time we trembled before the Lord? The devils do it every day. In the verses we read before, the devils said that Jesus was the Son of God. This is the third witness. So the fourth witness is the witness of the angels concerning his birth. Luke 2, verse 9 through 11. Lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Concerning his resurrection, we read it already, we'll read it again. Matthew 28, verse 5 through 7, the angel answered and said to the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye see Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. The angels testified that. Concerning his return, Acts 1, verse 10 and 11, while they steadfastly looked toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. The angels announced his birth, his resurrection, and confirmed his return. And Jesus Christ is returning one day.
Amen.
And he will come back for those who have accepted him as their Savior, and he will take them on to heaven. But who here of this congregation will be left behind? If you accept Jesus Christ today, you won't get left behind. They watched his, the angels watched his whole life transpire on earth. And in Matthew 26, verse 53, the Bible says that the angels were ready for battle if Jesus had called to his Father for 12 legions of angels while he was in the garden. This is the fourth witness of Jesus Christ. The fifth witness is the witness of Jesus himself. John 5, verse 36 and 37, but I have greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness of me that the Father hath sent me, and the Father himself which hath sent me hath borne witness of me. John 10, 36, say ye of him whom the Father hath sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said I am the Son of God. John 14, verse 10, 11, believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. The Son of God cannot lie, and when people pressured him to tell them plainly whether or not he was the Son of God, he could not lie because he is God. Therefore, he had to tell the truth and confess that he was indeed the Son of God, and Jesus made reference that God was his Father over 160 times just in the four Gospels. Praise the Lord for that. This is the witness, the fifth witness of Jesus Christ. The sixth witness is the witness of God the Father. Mark 1, verse 11, there came a voice from heaven. A voice from heaven. That wasn't Jesus. He was on the mountain. He was getting baptized. Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. At the baptism of Jesus. Mark 9, 7, and there was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved Son, hear him. That was on the Mount of Transfiguration. John 3, 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son, that's the Father, God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. If there will be any person of the Trinity that will be able to deny that Jesus was his Son, it would have been God the Father. Yet here in these two passages, the Father spoke from heaven and gave claim that Jesus Christ was indeed the Son of God the Father. We have yet one more witness, the witness of the Holy Spirit. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. This was at his baptism. If Christ was not the Son of God and God the Son, then the Holy Spirit would have had nothing to do with him. In Luke 9:34, while he thus spake, there came a cloud and overshadowed them, and they feared as they entered into the cloud. And there came a voice out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved Son, hear him. In Exodus 13:21, the Bible says, and the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them in the way. This cloud the disciples feared to go into was a manifestation of the Holy Spirit. It was a meeting of the Holy Trinity together. Jesus on the mountain, the voice of the Father from heaven, and the cloud of the Holy Spirit. These are the seven witnesses of Jesus Christ. Now, let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter. We've gone a bit more in depth about the doctrine of the deity of Jesus Christ, that he is both the Son of God and God the Son. I have read to you 58 verses that prove the deity of Christ. If there are any here, I don't think there are, but if there are any here who still do not believe that Jesus is the Son of God and God the Son, then you will have no argument with me or with anything that was preached up here or with the Word of God, but you will have to give answer to God, the Father, at the great white throne of judgment. Salvation can only be had through Jesus Christ. In Acts chapter 4, it says, be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set in awe of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Not Buddha, not Confucius, not Stalin, and not Biden, amen. It is by the name of Jesus Christ that we can be saved. To those here who may not be saved, let me say something to you. Thank you for being here. I'm glad you're here, and thank you all for being here. Number two, God loves you. And number three, let me warn you, John 3:18 says, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And John 3:36 says, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. If there are some here who are not saved, that have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, I would encourage you to do that today, even this morning. If you want to be saved, you can ask myself or virtually anyone else here, and they'll be able to either tell you themselves or point you to someone who can tell you how you can know for sure you're going to save. Let's pray. A little bit early, but let's pray. Father, thank you very much for this day. Thank you for everything you've done for us, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity to reinforce the fact that you are the Son of God and that you are God the Son. And I thank you, Lord, very much for it. I pray, God, you please help Pastor Ross as he's going to be bringing the morning message, all the Sunday school teachers and all the preachers that are out in the different areas. I pray, God, please fill me with your spirit and power. Help many souls to be saved today for your glory and honor. We love you, Lord. Thank you for everything you've done for us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.